K-Rock 955. The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings. Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist Tom King in the host chair. Round 10 of the Ballerine League season, we've started the turn for home, and it was Drysdale 9-13-67 over the top of Geelong Amateur 8-6-54. If you had have rocked up to Drysdale to Mortimer Oval yesterday and looked and weren't really au fait with local footy, you would have gone, well, aren't they the Hawks and don't they wear brown and gold? But they were in red and white yesterday in a heritage strip celebrating 140th anniversary of the Drysdale Football Club, and their co-coach Luke Matthews has been good enough to join us. Flybs, firstly, boys in the white shorts at home with the white jumpers with the red sash, did you have to do a double take at who you were coaching yesterday?
Yeah, g'day, Kingy. It definitely was a bit sort of a strange feeling seeing everyone in the heritage jumpers, but yeah, it was a fantastic occasion for the club to celebrate 140 years. You know, it's a lot of years of history there, the footy club. And, it was a special occasion, and it's going to continue this week, obviously, with next Saturday being the big celebration night the club's got to hold.
Absolutely, and you did it in style too, beating a club that's become a bit of an arch rival over the last 10 or so years. You played in those back-to-back premierships in 09 and 10. It's always a ding-dong battle between the two clubs, no matter where they are on the ladder. But when you're both fighting for spots inside the top three, it threw up another really close one.
It definitely is. I suppose back in my playing era, you know, Geelong Amateurs was and Drysdale were really, you know, it's a fierce rivalry. You know, we had some great games through home and away season, obviously those grand finals and other finals. So, yeah, it's probably a bit of a modern-day rivalry between the two clubs, but, the way the ladder situation is, it was a crucial game. You know, Amateurs are sitting, going really well, sitting on top of the ladder, and, it was a crucial game for us to win to, hold on to that spot, hold into the top five and, potentially that top three. So, huge game and, great result for the club.
If you weren't at the game yesterday and you looked at the team list, you'd see that Jared Garth was held goalless, but we understand he didn't play.
Yeah, Jared, he's very busy with his work. He had to go to London, which we knew a while ago once he signed at the club that he had to go. So we always were prepared that, for this weekend against Amateurs that he was going away. And, he is a huge loss, but it was probably a good lesson for our team as well that we just can't rely on Jared. And, we identified it during the week. Jared's averaging 6 goals a game, and we needed that extra, someone to stand up and kick some more goals for us. And, we got that even spread yesterday, but it was a fantastic win. But, we'll be wrapped to have him back in the team next week.
Yeah, Ocean Grove next week. Just talking about your team yesterday, you only kicked the 8 goals or 9 goals to win the game, but defensively you're outstanding to hold Amos to the score you did.
Yeah, that's definitely been a key this year. Our back 6-7 have just been fantastic. With Tev Noffey, Chris Lynch, Josh Hopgood, Jesse Logan came back in yesterday after a bit of an absence with his hamstring. He really played a great game, and those boys have been fantastic. It's definitely been a strength of ours this year. And although we didn't score enough goals yesterday, we had a lot of inside 50s and a lot of opportunities to put it on the scoreboard. We probably just didn't take those, but that's probably a confidence thing and something a positive for us as well. We're still getting a lot of ball going forward. It's just probably that execution or that final kick going inside 50. But, our back line was fantastic yesterday.
You mentioned Chris Lynch. When do you lose him? Because we understand that he heads overseas at some stage in the next couple of weeks and won't be back.
Yeah, Lynchy, unfortunately, he goes away. This will be his last game this week versus Ocean Grove. I think I've told you before, just a fantastic player and fantastic acquisition to our club. It's like having another coach out in the ground. He's just a football smart person. But most of all, like all the recruits we got to our club this year, they're all great people. That's what's turning this club around and making us so strong. We've just injected some great players, but most of all, great people into our club. And Lynchy's going to be sadly missed, but we'll look forward to him next year contributing again for us.
Fantastic, Flybs. A great win for your footy club. Great way to kick off the 140th anniversary week celebrations. Big night next Saturday night, of course, where a lot of greats will come together. A lot of big stories will be told, and I suppose a lot of reminiscences about 09 and 10 with some of your old premiership teammates as well. Flybs, always good to talk footy with you. I really appreciate your time.
You too. Thanks heaps, Kenny, for your support. Thanks, mate.